Commentator Frank DeFord says, don't hate athletes just because they're talented and beautiful.
Well, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to stand up for the oppressed, and so it is I who come now to the defense of Anna Kournikova. Good heavens, there is no end to the amount of sneering censure that she endures. Amongst celebrities, only Madonna receives more criticism, and she asks for it, right? It's almost as if Kournikova has made it a crime to be pretty. And remember, before Anna suffered some serious injuries, she was a really terrific young player, top 10. But all her jealous critics ever do is remind us that Anna's never won a tournament. It's like part of her name. Anna Kournikova, who's never won a tournament, brushed her teeth this morning. Hey, I know it's not fair that women's looks matter more than men's, but where Kournikova, who's never won a tournament, is penalized is this ridiculous assumption that somehow sports is different from the rest of the world. Terrible actresses get good parts because they're prettier than better actresses. Dreadful singers get hits because their figures are better than their voices. Nobody raises a stink. But along comes Kournikova, who's never won a tournament, not to mention this bevy of other good-looking young tennis players who've appeared, and a lot of women, and some men too, get positively vicious because male spectators want to watch them. Hey, may we get real? The way it is, males enjoy watching pretty girls doing anything, walking, standing, sitting, at work, at school, at church, yes, even there. So why should we think anything should be different with men and boys at games? But the equality police get all out of sorts when fans linger longer over blondes than backhands. And it's not like Anna Kournikova, who's never won a tournament, hurts her sport. Billie Jean King said long ago that if men come out to ogle pulchritude in sneakers, they may stay around to actually like the tennis. Given that athletics feature bodies, for goodness sake, it's a little much to expect fans not to notice physical appearance. It ain't just the babes, after all. My tabloids during this U.S. Open have been full of hunks. Sultry photos of a shirtless Andy Roddick, a smoldering Robbie Ginepri, with breathless talk of their showbiz romances. And sure, Tiger Woods is a pretty good golfer, but let's be honest, especially compared to his rivals on the golf tour, it doesn't hurt his image that he is one cute guy. If you were trying to make a pinup calendar for the PGA, you couldn't get past April. The argument against admiring beauty in sport is based on the premise that because sports are determined by merit, so too should popularity be. But other extraneous personal factors have always trumped simple success. We want to know more about the meanest players and the smartest and the tallest and the shortest and the mouthiest and the weirdest. Nobody was disturbed when nutsy Dennis Rodman got more publicity than far better players. Relax, self-appointed arbiters of athletic taste. Relax and admire good-looking athletes, female and male, for being pretty and for playing pretty, both. And Anna, who's never won a tournament, just keep on doing what you do, whatever that is.
The comments of Frank DeFord, a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. More rain in the forecast for Flushing Meadows, New York, and U.S. Open officials are wondering if the tennis tournament can be completed by Sunday. Of the 95 matches scheduled for play yesterday, only five started. Men's top seed Andre Agassi was the only singles player to win a match. The others were either suspended or postponed. Rain is expected in the area over the next 2 days. 1 year ago today, a U.S. Open record was set. 103 matches were played after rain forced the cancellation of most of the previous day's schedule.